This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all-day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. In the movie Salt, could Evelyn Salt really have created an exploding missile like you see in the movie? At the beginning of the movie Salt, you see Evelyn Salt get outed by a Russian agent, and she is about to get locked up, and she tries to escape. And she ends up on this vacant floor of an office building, and she needs a way to create a diversion. So what she does in the movie is she disassembles a table to create or to find a tube that she can use as a missile launcher, and she finds some chemicals and she mixes them together and she loads them into a little cartridge that she finds at the bottom of an office chair, and then she uses a CO2 fire extinguisher to launch this thing and incapacitate a small team of people who are trying to capture her. So you watch it, and you notice that she's mixing two chemicals together. One of them's clearly marked as a bottle of ammonia, and the other is a smaller bottle with a dark red liquid in it. After mixing, she gets this really kind of thick reddish fluid that she puts on some paper towels, loads into her little missile, and then fires it. Is there any truth to this? Is it possible to mix together any two, maybe household kind of chemicals, and get an explosive that could incapacitate a team of trained commandos? Most likely, the writers of the movie are trying to suggest that she's making something called nitrogen triiodide, and it is a real chemical that really can be made out of two simple chemicals that you might find around the house. traditionally, when you make nitrogen triiodide, you take iodine crystals and you grind them up into a powder, and then you mix that with the ammonia. And in the movie, they're using liquid iodine instead. But still, those two chemicals will make an explosive that can be pretty powerful. If you go on YouTube, you can first of all find videos about how people make this stuff, and you can also find videos about how it explodes. And what you notice in the exploding videos is that nitrogen triiodide is incredibly sensitive to any kind of pressure. In some videos, you'll see them activate it with just a touch of a feather, and it'll explode with just that much disturbance. So it's a very, very sensitive explosive. So the good news is it really is possible to make a shock or an impact-sensitive explosive out of household chemicals that are relatively easily available. But there are two problems with the movie version that we see in Salt. First, she has no time to dry her mixture, and it wouldn't work in the wet state that's shown in the movie. And second, you can see if you watch any of the videos on YouTube that nitrogen triiodide is incredibly touchy. It would definitely explode on impact, but it would probably also explode during the launch process or the loading process if it actually had been dry. So this might not be the perfect thing to use for a missile as shown in the movie. Now we can ask a second bonus question. Would Evelyn Salt actually have any hearing left after a career of being a spy as shown in this movie? The explosion that she creates with nitrogen triiodide is just the first of many, many explosions and gunshots that her ears have to endure. She's in her small apartment, when they throw a flashbang grenade in, and that grenade is powerful enough to blow out the windows, so it certainly would have done something to her eardrums. She's in a steel ship where she drops several grenades in close proximity to her ears. That would be another set of explosions that would have an effect on her hearing. She's in car accidents. She's in a stone tunnel when she sets off an explosion that's enough to take out the whole floor of a cathedral. She stands in front of a bulletproof glass window and shoots a whole handgun magazine and then a machine gun magazine at it. She would probably, in fact, she would certainly be deaf if this is her normal lifestyle, because the ears can only take so much of this kind of punishment before either you blow out the eardrums or you just completely deaden their sensitivity to sound. So we would probably, if this were a real movie, see a woman who's constantly replacing the batteries in her hearing aids or who is using sign language instead of speaking. If you'd like to see some of the videos I talked about in this podcast, you can go to Google and type in Brain Stuff Evelyn Salt, and it'll take you right to the blog post I did that contains the videos.
Be sure to check out our new video podcast, Stuff from the Future. Join How Stuff Works staff as we explore the most promising and perplexing possibilities of tomorrow. The How Stuff Works iPhone app has arrived. Download it today on iTunes.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.